You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Listeners, welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline.
Hello, my name is Zach, and my Instagram handle is at ZantVentures, ZantVentures. ZantVentures is the start of my Airbnb business, and I just want to know if you guys have any advice on what I should do to get started. I just bought this house, and my original plan was to Airbnb the casita in the backyard. But there's no bathroom. I was told there was plumbing there, but there is not plumbing there. It's going to cost over $40,000 to have it put in, which I don't have right now. I was just wondering if you guys had any ideas on how to remedy the no bathroom situation or any ideas on how to start up an Airbnb business with no money somewhere else.
Like Zach's entrepreneurial spirit.
Well, Zach, you got the main house, right? Can you stay in the casita and go to the bathroom somewhere else? I mean, I'm just getting creative here. That's one thing. I'm just like, you have the property. Is there an opportunity for you to start renting the main property? And maybe it's just on weekends. Maybe are there some specific times wherever you're located that it's higher season and, you know, you link arms with someone else? Because it sounds like you're excited about starting the business. And this is sometimes when we get started, we got to get gritty. So it sounds like you have the property, you've purchased it. So that's number one, just the first thought. And two, like, are there rooms in the house that you could rent out? If you want to get really scrappy and start this business, you could have success there. But there are some other ideas we have for you also.
The casita could be a room, and then you could have your guests come into the main property where you live and have them use the restroom there. There's an idea. And then I kind of like your scrappy idea. Maybe, Zach, you don't even live there. Maybe you go get a roommate, or you live with a family member just for a year or two, someone who's willing to support you if you have that, you know, luxury of support from family or friends, and save that money from all of your earnings from your short-term rental to add the bathroom, because that's adding value to the property. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where this is, obviously. And there are so many questions that I don't have the answers to with this answering your question. But I would imagine that adding plumbing would add a lot of value to it. In that regard, maybe when you asked this question, the episode that we just had with Bill Allen hadn't come out yet. And that is episode 281 on how to offer someone an opportunity to loan you the money for the plumbing in exchange for maybe it's equity ownership, maybe as a loan with mm-hmm. a certain return on it. And Zach, you can do the math, right? So once someone gives you the money to do the project and you manage the project, make sure that you are on budget with it, understand the numbers of what you can get from the casita with a bathroom, and when can you pay this person back, right? And how long does it take you to do that? Right. And what does that set you up for success-wise in terms of the return on your investment there? Oh, HELOC.
Yeah.
That line of credit on the property. I'm not sure if there's a value to add to the main property. Could you get a line of credit on it? Again, you want to make sure you're not over-leveraging yourself. I don't know what your situation is, but is there a value in that main property as well?
And again, like the 40K, of course, we want you to make sure that you're making the right investment, but getting a couple of different quotes on exactly what that is, getting another perspective on maybe the next person can find the plumbing there, and go back. I would go back to whoever sold you the house that told you it was ready for plumbing in there. That I want to know if that was in the contract, like you might have a leg to stand on there, depending on how that all went down. But I really think sometimes these are good situations to be in because you really will think outside of the box and do go on right now. I would say go and see what your main house, what the nightly rate could command in your area and how long it would take you to at least get partially there to get that the bathroom installed.
If someone came to me with numbers that said, Sarah, I need 40K And when I, if you give me the 40K, not only can I pay you, you know, 10%, 12% on that money over X period of time, but also once that's done, this property is going to make X amount. Either you'll own it with me or I'll pay you an extra whatever for this many years. And the location is amazing. We are adding value to something that can appreciate with time. And the regulations are somewhat favorable for short-term renting or mid-term renting or long-term. I mean, Zach, there are people out there with money and they don't have the time. And so you are offering them an opportunity for you to manage the short-term rental, right? You're listening, tell them I'm listening, thanks for visiting. I'm educating myself and I want to do this thing and I'm hungry. I've got time. And here's what, you know, in exchange for you putting up the money, here's what I can offer you a part of this, you know, be a part of the short-term rental journey with me. So Zach, let us know how this goes. I love this question.
Mm-hmm. We want to keep us in the loop.
Get gritty. And if you have a suggestion for Zach, he shared with you how to get a hold of him there too. So Zach, maybe if you have someone in your area who's listening, they can help you. But with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.